Be seated. And I promise you, if you can get a hold of this sermon, you will never, 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 never be the same. I believe this sermon is going to do something in your faith and something in my faith that's going to cause the entire direction of this church to change. I'm going to talk about this morning thinking God's thoughts on faith. I preached a sermon thinking God thoughts on healing. I've been preaching sermons on knowing God, knowing who God is, knowing God, the secret to God's favor. How many want God's favor upon your life? Well, the way you get it is you become doers of the word, but you got to hear the word, and then you've got to know, after you know what it says, you've got to do what the word says. So if you'd open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55, I want to talk to you about thinking God's thoughts on faith. If you want to know what God thinks about a certain subject, you have to ask yourself, what does God's word or what does the Bible say about this subject? Now, our God is the God of miracles, and God wants us to develop our faith so that you and I can enjoy the miraculous, and then so you and I can do the miraculous. The Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And to do exploits and mighty works, you have to have the godlike faith, and you have to know God's thoughts. So look at Isaiah 55 and 6. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And listen to what God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God wants you to have the godlike faith. In Mark chapter 11, long about verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God, or have the God-like faith. And he said, if you got that kind of faith, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. God is a speaking being. And God created us to be speaking beings. And you create your world and you create the atmosphere by the words that you speak. And if your words carry power, just think about how powerful God's words are. God wants us to have the God-like faith. He wants you to have a faith that will bring you out of debt. He wants you to have a faith that will bring your children out of trouble. He wants you to have a faith that will bring healing into your body. He wants you to have a faith that will change your world and give you a vision for your future. God calls the things that be not as though they were. Thank God when we start doing that, those things come into being. I want to talk to you today and share some things about thinking God's thoughts on faith. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you that it is living, that it's powerful, that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It goes right down to the joints and the marrow of the bones, Lord. And it heals and it delivers and it brings forth your glory and your power. Lord, let me preach your word with the anointing that comes from the Holy Ghost. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen, O God. Hide me, Lord, behind the cross. Let people see Jesus and hear the voice of God. Let the Holy Ghost have the preeminence in this service. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to share some amazing words that are found in the Bible on thinking God's thoughts on faith. Years ago, God spoke this into my being. It's Romans 4 and 17. It says, as it is written, now God is talking to Abraham. I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God who quickeneth or maketh alive the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were. I want you to see that phrase. God calls the things that be not as though they were. And then it talking about Abraham, says, who against hope believed in hope? That baffled me for a long time. Hope is future tense. But Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. He had faith, is what it says. He turned his future tense hope into now faith. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And God gave me a revelation on that years and years ago. He said, my word is the seed for your every need. What was Abraham's seed? His body's dead. Sarah's womb is dead. He had no seed, but God gave him a seed, the word of God. He gave him a promise. He said, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? You got to be fully persuaded. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him or imparted to him for righteousness. God said, since you believe, since you have such a daring faith, Abraham, I'm just going to put it to your account that you are a righteous man. Do you know that you're the very righteousness of God in Christ? Because you believe in Jesus, and because you obey his commandments, and because you want to do the things that please God, you are God's very righteousness. So many Christians, they feel condemnation. No, you're a child of God if you've been washed in the blood. You belong to the King of Kings. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've passed out of darkness into the marvelous light. You're more than a conqueror through him that loved you and gave himself for you. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Somebody come on and shout. Somebody come on and praise him. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We are overcomers, hallelujah, through him that loved us and gave himself for us. See, we need to understand something. God works by faith. We trade in greenbacks down here. God works by faith. Faith is the currency of heaven. If you want to know how to get things from God, use your faith. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to know, you know, about your life, and if you want to know how to get things changed in your life, I want to tell you something. Faith can change the facts. Facts are facts, but faith can change the facts. I know there are people that are suffering that are watching us by Facebook Live. I know there are people that are watching by live stream. They're suffering, people in this church. Some of you are suffering. There are people that have all kind of problems. They have all kind of troubles. But the truth of the matter is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. So I want you to pay very special attention, because that is a faith that can bring miracles into your life. Faith is a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it's a gift of God. That's a faith of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, listen to this, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I've got his faith. You've got his faith, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the special gifts found, three of the power gifts. Faith is one of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Working of miracles is a second power gift. Gifts of healing is a power gift. God has given faith to his body of believers so they can be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. And faith can bring miracles into your life. It does not matter what you need. All you need is faith. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 11:1. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is always now. And faith is the proof of things we do not see. Let me say that again. Faith is always now. And faith is the proof of things we do not see. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it's so. That's my definition. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Hallelujah. And I want to emphasize to you today that faith deals in the realm of what you do not see, what you do not feel, and what you do not sense with your five senses. Faith works in the realm where there is no evidence of anything happening or being seen in your life except you have God's promise. Hallelujah. If all you've got is the promise of God and your body is racked with pain, if your pocketbook is empty, if your marriage is going to pot, if your children are on drugs, and it looks like that the storm will never cease, and all you've got is faith, that promise from God is the arena of faith. Hallelujah. That's where faith works. Glory to God. You don't need any faith when everything is rosy. You don't need any faith when everything is healthy. You don't need any faith when everything is going your way. Faith is the arena when everything is dark and it doesn't look like there's ever going to come an answer. And all you've got to count on is the promise that God gave you. Let me tell you something. If you get a hold of a promise from God, if God speaks that to you, you hold on to it. You begin to believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. There are not enough devils in hell or out of hell to stop your promise from coming to pass. He is the Most High God. He is possessor of heaven and earth. And he is a deliverer from every enemy. My Bible says the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Go on and praise him that he reigns and rules in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Well, Pastor, what is the good fight of faith? Well, the good fight of faith is rebuking the devil and not letting him steal God's promise out of your heart. You fight him. You fight him to keep God's word resident in your heart. And then you just start confessing God's promise with your mouth. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. And so if God did not make it possible for you to get the faith that I'm talking about, then God would be an unjust God. But he's not. God is a good God. And he has purposed good things and great things and wonderful blessings for your life. You say, I'm not enjoying all of that. Well, that's why God has you listening to this sermon today. God wants you to enjoy the bounty, the king's treasures. Hallelujah. They're not just waiting for us over yonder. They're over there, but you got to bring them out of the faith world. Hallelujah. In the spirit world, into the natural world. And you do that by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth what God has said about your situation. Hallelujah. Go on and praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you get the faith that pleases God by hearing the word of God. Paul said it is the word of faith which we preach. Somebody said, are you one of those faith preachers? Well, what kind of preacher do you want? One that preaches doubt? Are you one of those prosperity preachers? Well, do you want a preacher that preaches you poor? I don't. I want to know what God has said. David said, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Paul comes along in the New Testament. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according, did you hear that? The spirit of faith, according as it is written, he's quoting David. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Oh, speak it out. Shout it out. Praise it out. Glory to God. Go on and praise the Lord for his blessings to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, if you don't have faith, let me tell you something, it's not God's fault. Let me say that again. I'm not being critical, but if you don't have faith for your need, it is not God's fault. Amen. Because if you will get into the Word of God, and if you will read the Word of God, and if you will hear what God has to say about your situation, the faith will come to you and come into your heart when you hear what God has to say about your situation. Bible says, when Noah heard, he was moved with fear. He began to act, and Noah began to build an ark to the saving of his household as soon as he heard a word from God. Look at Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he hadn't seen anything. He's in the realm of the unknown. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness. Do you see that word again, righteousness? Which is by faith. That means he had a right standing with God. He had a faith that pleased God. He had a faith that reached into the unknown and said, glory to God, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. God said it, hallelujah, and I've got a hold of the promise, and it's mine. Glory to the Lamb. Go on and praise him, hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. So many of you have done that. Now, Noah, he did all of this when there was no evidence of rain or flood. He started building that ark. Noah heard from God. And he believed that God told him the truth. Don't you know that for the 120 years that Noah built that ark, that people made fun of him? Don't you know they called him old crazy Noah? Look at that old crazy man out there building an ark. Wonder what he plans to do with that. Why, there's never been any rain. And he's talking about a flood that's coming. Old crazy Noah. Don't you know that people call you old crazy so-and-so? When you say that you heal and you're hurting all over your body. Don't you know that people mock you and say, well, you know, they're just one of those faith people. You know, those people who believe things that gonna happen. You know, that type of person. You know, he thinks he's healed when he's sick. He thinks his bills are paid when his pocketbook is empty. They cannot understand when you think like God thinks. And they cannot think, understand when you call the things that be not as though they were. And when you think the God-like thoughts and act like God thinks, then thank God the things that you believe in God for, the things that are not, they are things that come into being. When I gave my heart to the Lord, I was a broken, fragmented man. My whole life, it looked like it was turned upside down. Nothing worked for me. But I got saved, and I got into this book right here. And I had people tell me, said, you're believing God for too much. Why, God doesn't do things like that. And I just wouldn't listen to the naysayers. I said, I tell you what, you go on your faith, and I'll go on mine. I just go down the road shouting and praising God. I had my sister that got, she's in heaven now. She was 8 years of age when she got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And she looked at me, she said, Jerry, how can you be so happy? Don't you know you've lost everything? I said, I haven't lost everything. I've got everything. I've got Jesus. And the spirit of prophecy came over me. I said, you watch God. You watch what God does to my life. God's got all of me now, and I've got all of him. Watch God work. Go on, praise him. I said, God's got all of me. Has God got all of you? Then you can do the impossible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the world can't understand what they cannot see and what they cannot hear and what they cannot feel with their five senses. Faith works in the realm where there is no evidence of anything except God's promise. And the world, they can't understand that. And that's why I'm preaching along these lines, thinking God's thoughts on faith. I told Brother Philip, I said, we were talking yesterday, I said, you know something? I have used my faith to get more things for other people than I've gotten for myself. God just brought me out, and God began to fulfill all these promises in my life. And I said, God, you're such a good God. And I began to pray and seek God so I could bless others. I said, woo, glory. He's blessed me so much. Goodness and mercy. Glory to God. They're following me everywhere. I got to take goodness and mercy with me. Glory. Take them to the captive. Set them free. Set the drug addict free. Set the adulterer free. Set those that are hooked on pornography. Set them free. Jesus said, I've come to set the captive free. And NASA's mission said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, I'm anointed. I want you to know you have an anointing from God. And the Spirit of God is on you. And God will do great things through you if you'll only believe. Faith works in the realm where there's no evidence. Noah heard God say, there's going to be a flood. And Noah had nothing except for the voice of God. And he started building that ark, even though there was no sign of any rain or any flood. That's what I want you to understand. I want you to get this thing deep in your spirit, because faith, real God-like faith, it has to do with the unseen, the unfelt, the untasted. Faith is when you have no evidence that anything is happening, and you take God's word and you put it in your heart and you begin to confess it with your mouth. Now, that's not mind over matter. That's not New Age stuff. That's not Christian science. That's the God-like faith, because God calls the things that be not as though they were. We do not call the things that be as though they are not. Let me say that again. Now, we do not call the things that be as though they are not. No, faith does not deny the facts. God gave me this years ago when I was going through a great storm in my life. I was a shocked man when they looked at my heart. My chest was burning. They said, you have four blockages in your heart. You have two blockages, 100% blocked, and two arteries that are 95% blocked. Said, you are a walking miracle. Said, if you had a heart attack, said, your heart would explode. And I went through the operation, and things weren't right, and I'm lying there, and I got a bad report from the doctor. And I said, God, these facts that I'm facing, they are real. There's no need for me to deny these facts, God. And God spoke into my spirit. He said, son, faith doesn't deny the facts. Faith always demands a change. God gave me that, and I got a hold of that and started believing God. Amen. See, when you're sick, you don't say, I'm not sick. There's no pain there. We don't call the things that be as though they are not. But I tell you what we do want. We want healing, and we call that which is not into being. We call the things that be not as though they were. We call for salvation for our families that's lost. We call for deliverance when they are bound. We call for health. We call for wealth. Hallelujah. We call for blessings. Amen. And we call it, and that's just how God does it too. Hallelujah. God calls the things that be not as though they were. And in the realm of faith, you don't have to see it for it to be so. I want to ask you some questions. Were you there when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary? Were you there when Jesus was growing up as a little boy? Were you there when he began his ministry and he was baptized in the Jordan River by John Baptist? Were you there when the Holy Ghost came down upon him? Were you there when he showed God's great love and mercy to the human race and healed all that were oppressed of the devil? Were you there when he cast the demons out of those that were bound? Were you there when he was nailed to the cross, dying for your sins and my sins, suffering your judgment and my judgment, suffering for your curse and my curse? Were you there when he cried, my God, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Were you there? No, you were not there. Were you there when he was buried in that Baptist, in that borrowed tomb, and it was sealed? No, you were not there. Were you there when he rose from the dead? No, you were not there. Yet every one of you out there, you believe that in your heart. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You believe what you did not see, and that, my friend, is the realm of faith. You haven't seen God, yet you believe in God. The Bible says that Jesus, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He said, if you want to know what God my Father looks like, Just look at me as I walk down through the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want to know what God is like, God is a good God. And I've come to set the captive free. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to bind up their wounds. I've come to bring deliverance to the captive. I've come to announce the year of Jubilee and to set everybody free. Go and praise Him. Glory to God. See, you didn't see any of that, yet you believe. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I believe. Tell somebody, I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. Faith believes what we do not see. You know, Thomas, he wasn't there when Jesus walked into that room after Jesus was raised from the dead. They had the doors locked and they went hiding for fear of the Jews, and Jesus just walked right through the wall. Hallelujah. And that tells me there are no limitations to God. He walked right in there and he showed them his hands and his side. And the Bible says, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. But old brother Thomas wasn't there. So the next Sunday, they're in the same little upper room and Thomas is there. They had told Thomas, we've seen the Lord, we've seen the Lord. And Thomas said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands, unless I see them with my own eyes, unless I thrust my hand into his side, unless I feel where that spear pierced his side, I will not believe. Amen. And so the next Sunday, Jesus walked through the wall again. And this time, old brother Thomas was there. And he said, Thomas, reach hither your finger and put it in my hands. Thrust your hand into my side. And he said, and be not faithless, but believing. I want you to know that Jesus heard what he said. You know, they had a little private conversation up down that little upper room. And the disciples thought, well, nobody else in town has heard them. But Jesus heard what Thomas said. Listen to me. If Jesus can hear the words of doubt, don't you know he can hear the words of faith? Woo! Glory to God. If he can hear words of doubt, don't you know he can hear the words of faith that come out of your mouth? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He hears, and faith pleases him. He said, and if I'll just find somebody that's got enough faith to believe my word, they shall see my glory. And he said to Thomas, Thomas, because you've seen, you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen, yet they believe. They don't see their healing. They don't see their bills being paid. They don't see their life being put back together and living in victory. They don't see the victory in their family. All they see are the problems. They don't see any way out of the storm, yet they are blessed if they just believe my promise. Hallelujah. See, the people who are the blessed are the one who believe God when there's nothing else to go on except for God's word. R.W. Shambach was a great man of faith. And he'd always end his telecast by saying, keep shouting, keep rejoicing, keep looking up. Remember, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in Jesus. Ah, you heard him. Hallelujah. Yes. And one day I heard him tell where he got that saying from. He said a man came to his church, and he carried him out to eat that day. He said, Brother Shambach, I want to give you my testimony. He said, I was a wealthy man. He said, and I was a millionaire, had plenty of everything. Said, I lost my health. I lost my wealth. I lost my family. I lost my home. I lost everything, Brother Shambach. Said, and they put me in the hospital. And I was dying. Then a priest that was dressed in black, he walked through the door and read me my last rites. He said, and he turned and walked back through the door. He said, but when that priest that was dressed in black walked out and everybody cleared the room, said a priest that was dressed in white, he walked into my room. He said, and Brother Shambach, he didn't come through the door. Said he came through the wall. Brother Shambach said he didn't need to come through the door. He is the door. Woo! I said, he is the door. Glory to God. He said, and he walked over to my bed where I was lying. He said, you don't have any problems. He said, all you need is faith in God. He said, what do you mean I don't have any problems? He said, I've lost my health. I've lost my wealth. I've lost my family. I've lost all my home. I've lost everything. And the priest was in here and just read me my last rites. And you said, I don't have any problems. He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth. And I have come to heal you. And he reached out and touched him. And the priest dressed in white walked back through the wall. He said, I realized something had happened in my body. He said, and I got out of the bed. He said, and I went in there and I got dressed and I cleaned up, took a shower, got dressed, and I was shaving. Said the nurse came in there and said, get back in that bed. Don't you know that you're dying? Don't you know that the priest was in here and read you your last rites? He said, that's all right, lady. He said, when that priest dressed in black walked out, said another priest walked through the wall. He was dressed in white. He read me my first rites all over again. And I'm getting out of this place. Hallelujah. There are no limitations to God. Absolutely none. Glory to God. But you see, Abraham was different from Thomas. The Bible says when God called Abraham, Abraham obeyed. Look at Hebrews 11 and 8. For by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. That's faith. Abraham obeyed, and he just walked out on everything, not knowing where he was going. And later God said to Abraham, said, you're going to have a child. And when God told him that, he was 100 years of age. And Sarah was 90 years of age. And God said, Abraham, you're going to have a child, and you're going to have a child by Sarah. Now, he tried to help God out, and we know the story about how he went into Hagar's handmaiden, and they... He fathered Ishmael, and we've had problems ever since. But God told Abraham something that was totally impossible. Has God told you something that's impossible, yet you're daring to believe God for it? Has God promised you something, but you've got such a daring faith that you just choose to believe? See, when Jesus came off the Mount of Transfiguration, they brought a man to him that had a little boy with epilepsy. And the little boy was foaming at the mouth. And the father said, Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion, have mercy, and help us. Look at what Jesus said in Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. And I want that astounding statement. All things are possible to him that believes. I want that to sink deep, deep, deep into your spirit, man. Amen. All things are possible to him that believes. Not just some things, but all things. Because God is the God of the impossibility. Hallelujah. All things are possible. All things. Oh my, that just thrills my heart so much when I am gripped by those words. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, All things are possible. How can you be so excited, Jerry, 35 years ago? Don't you know you've lost everything? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? And that's the naysayers. I just had enough faith. Prophecy came up out of my insides. I said, you watch God. He's got all of me now. Oh, how'd I get back out, Lord? Has he got all of you? If he's got all of you, let me tell you something. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even in the hearts of man. The things that God had provided for those that love him. All things. That just thrills my heart. Hallelujah. That's the realm of faith. That's the arena of faith. All things are possible. And that's what he told Abraham. He said, you're going to have a child by Sarah. And her womb was dead beyond anything. And God said, I'm the one that calls the things that be not as though they were. I'm the one who quickens the dead. I'm the one who gives life to dead things. With God, all things are possible. And if you have a dead womb, let me tell you something. God quickens and makes wombs alive. We've had people come right through these altars here, and they got babies today because all things are possible. It wasn't possible with them, but when the prayer of faith was saved, when God's mighty hand moved, praise God, babies came into existence. That's how God works. He calls the things that be not as though they were. God can quicken, give life to your dead legs. God can quicken, give life to your blind eyes. God can give life to deaf ears. God can give life to dead dreams. He quickens the dead. Glory to God. God makes dead things live. My dreams were dead. My life was fragmented. And because of what God did in my heart, I have watched God do it for thousands of others. When God puts a call on your life, my wife would tell you, I never wanted to be a pastor. I just said, God, you got all of me. Well, you won't. But I love it. I love it because I'm in God's will. Find the center of God's will and walk with God, and you will see the miraculous. I want to tell you something. Whatever the devil has killed in your life, God can raise it from the dead. How do you know that? Because he calls the things that be not as though they were. Look at these. These are some of the greatest verses in the Bible. I want you to look at them again. Romans 4:17. As it is written, God said to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God who makes alive the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, it's a fact that a 90-year-old woman cannot have a baby. But faith can fight the facts. Abraham, he was earlier named Abram. Abram means father. And God came down and said, I'm changing your name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of many nations. 5 years go by. How many children you got? Abraham, father of many nations? None. 10 years. How many you got now, father of many nations? None. Well, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years since the promise came. How many kids you got running around, father of many nations? None. Well, tell me something, Abraham. How old are you now? 100. Well, anybody knows that a 100-year-old man cannot produce a baby. But faith fights the facts. And Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I believe, woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, woo, glory. I think he just got out down the backside of the desert. Nobody to criticize. Thank you, Father. I'm the father of many nations. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. Somebody go on and praise him. Hallelujah. And the baby came. And the prophecy was, your seed shall be as the sand of the seashores and the stars of heaven. Well, the sand of the seashores, that represents that which is natural. Natural Israel, the Jewish race. And the stars of heaven, that represents that which is heavenly. That represents you and me, the Gentile nation. In the book of Galatians, we are called the seed of Abraham. Look at Galatians 3:29. It says, and if you be Abraham's seed, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All the promises of God in him in Christ are yes. If you be Christ, and the amen is spoken, you get that? It's spoken by us. We say, I believe it. And it brings glory to God. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And we're here today because when the fact says it cannot happen, faith said, I can overcome the facts. Hallelujah. God calls the things that be not as though they were. What I'm trying to say is it does not matter what the facts say. Your faith can overcome the facts. It may be a fact that you have cancer in your body. It may be a fact that you have breathing problems. It may be a fact that you have heart disease. It may be a fact that your marriage is in trouble. It may be a fact that your children are on drugs. It may be a fact that you're going through a crisis, but faith will fight the facts. We got a prayer request. We had it on the altar the other night, Sister Susan Jenkins. And she told me, her daughter Brianna, that nothing was working. Nothing is working. It's just not working. But I believe God, pray for me. She needs a scholarship. None of the funds are coming through, but God is a good God. Woo! And she got a $10,000 gift. Given to her a scholarship to go to college. Great it is to dream a dream when you stand in youth by the starry stream. But greater it is to fight life through and say at the end, I believe God and the dream came true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you're going to think God's thoughts on faith, you got to call the things that be not as though they were. You say, well, Pastor, I can't say that I'm healed if I'm sick. Well, I'm not saying you're not sick. God didn't say you're not sick. God said by his stripes you were healed. So why don't you agree with God and call the things that be not as though they were? Of course you're sick if you're sick. You're not well if you be sick. I said you are not well if you be sick. But you got to think like God thinks. You got to think like God thinks to get well. So call the things that be not as though they were. I didn't say my heart's not messed up. I just believe God. And God spoke to me. I was on my way to visit somebody. And he said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. He said, glory to me. That's what he told me. I came home. My wife met me at the door. Said, you need to read this. I said, what is it? She said, it's a word from God. I said, read it to me. It says, fear not. He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you will find refuge. No evil will befall you. Neither will any plague come near your home. But he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Today, God says to you, because you have loved me, I will deliver you. You will call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you. And honor you. I said, where's that in the Bible? She said, it says Psalms 91. I said, get the Bible and read the next verse after that. I guarantee you it says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. She said, well, Jerry, it says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I said, glory or salvation, what's the difference? I tell you what the difference is. I know now. I was listening to a man preach one day. He said, you do know that word salvation in Psalm 91:16. You do know that word means Yeshua, don't you? I turned that thing off. I went and got my Strong's Concordance. I looked up in the Hebrew Psalm 91:16, Yeshua. I said, glory to God. He's going to show me Jesus. No wonder he said, I'm going to show you the glory. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Faith calls the things that be not as though they were. God is a good God, and God rewards those that diligently seek him. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. So be like God. Turn your faith loose and call the things that be not as though they were.
Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Have a special need today. I want you to make your way down here. Say, God, I fought this battle long enough by myself. I'm coming for my miracle.
Believe.
I haven't seen it, but Lord, I believe it. Woo!